Yes, the station had then, of course, for Burnet, great importance. On one hand, for tourism, the guests arrived by train, the luggage arrived by train. There were porters who then used handcarts to take the luggage of the guests to their hotels. Knight clubs, an important clientele for Burnet, all came with 40 to 60 people per train, with luggage. At that time, there was no suitcase that you could roll, they had to be carried. It was quite different from today, so there was a lot to do for the people who worked at the station. So when a people arrived and got out, then the platform was full and there was real life, and until they were all distributed to their hotels, there was great activity. Also, in winter, the skiers. They came from Lichtenfels and Bamberg by train, got off the train in Bischofsgrund, then they walked to the skiing, skied over the mountain to Warmensteinach, and then around the back, got the other train home again. These were day trippers who went by train to the Fichtelgebirg for skiing. The station was, of course, also important for the transport of goods and was a real supporting element for the regional industry. Every branch of industry used the station, and there were 4 to 5 people employed at the Bad Burnet station.